In Washington, D.C. today, experts from the Defense Department testified before a House Intelligence Subcommittee about UFOs, or as they're now called, UAPs, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. This is the first public hearing on government research into these phenomena since 1969.
More than 50 years ago, the U.S. government ended Project Blue Book, an effort to catalog and understand sightings of objects in the air that could not otherwise be explained.
That's Committee Chair Andre Carson, a Democrat from Indiana, referring to the 1960s-era project that later inspired so much interest in UFOs and cult TV series like The X-Files. Today's hearing followed the release of an intelligence community report looking at 144 incidents of UAPs since 2004. As more videos and eyewitness accounts of unidentified objects have surfaced, people have been asking more questions about whether some of these UAPs might be extraterrestrial. Undersecretary of Defense Ronald Moultrie told members of Congress today that the Defense Department takes these phenomena seriously. But even in the more technical moments, he pointed mainly to terrestrial origins for these events.
Adversarial platforms and potential breakthrough technologies, U.S. government or commercial platforms, allied or partner systems, and other natural phenomena. We also understand that there has been a cultural stigma surrounding UAP. Our goal is to eliminate the stigma by fully incorporating our operators and mission personnel into a standardized data gathering process.
And on the subject of reducing the stigma surrounding UAPs, Moultrie expressed his own interest in these phenomena.
Yes, I have followed science fiction. I have gone to conventions, even I'll say it on the record. Got to break the ice somehow. But, I have done that, right? But there's nothing wrong with that. Don't necessarily dress up, but I do, I do believe that it's important to show that the Department of Defense has, we have character. And we're people just like you, just like the American people.
A few moments from today's congressional hearing on unidentified aerial phenomena.